This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, my favorite party. It's not New Year's. It's not Hanukkah. It's not even Halloween. I love Halloween. But my favorite party is the office Christmas party or the office holiday party. I love those parties. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a workaholic and it's because when I'm away from work, I feel guilty. And so here you get to party and you're supposed to be there with work. I don't know what it is, but the office holiday parties for me have always been a favorite. And maybe I'm revealing too much, but I think the reason why I like office holiday parties is because there's a lot of stuff you can't do at work. I mean, especially nowadays. I mean, you can't make a lot of jokes. You can't, you know, smack your buddy upside the head. You can't make fun of the boss at work, right? But at a holiday party, you could overstep those lines legally, right? And you can't do it. You can't do anything sexually harassing or anything like that. We used to. I mean, office parties, that's where you could get flirty and all that. And you can't do that anymore. But I love the idea of, one, having an open bar. I mean, that just, you know, that's a lot of money. So I love free stuff. Two, free food. So I love open bar. I love free food. And then I love seeing my boss drink. I just think that's awesome. I just think that is. And Jason, by the way, we got to get Ted Anderson to drink. I don't know if he does, but, you know, make sure I get invited to that one. So when you get to see people not in their suit, so to speak, it's fun. Also allows a lot of opportunity. Sometimes you can't really buddy-buddy up to the boss. Okay, and I am a very big kiss-up. And, you know, I a lot of times feel undervalued, you know, with what I could do and my talents and all that. And so it allows you to get a little bit of one-on-one time with the boss at powers that be and let them kind of realize how cool you are. Because, you know, when you're at work and you're at your desk, you're doing your thing, you know, they just see you in work mode, but they don't get to see you, you know, in Dr. Dahlia mode, which, by the way, would probably get me fired because I just say that. So I've always loved the office parties because, to me, there's a lot of opportunity. Unfortunately, people do stupid, right? We've all done stupid. So I think because we're coming into, you know, Christmas party, holiday party season, I think I need to school you guys on some do's and don'ts. Don't worry, I wrote an article on this a couple years ago. I'll send it back out there because I think the article was perfect. I don't think I have to really update it, right, for 2019. So a big mistake a lot of you guys do is flirt with the boss. Even if you aren't attracted to the boss, you'll flirt with them. No, that's bad. The reason why flirting with the boss is a big no-no is that's not what you want to be known for, all right? That's not how you want to get ahead. And remember, just because that boss likes you, what happens when they don't like you? Then you get fired? So you never want to have that as your pathway or your career highway. Plus, people are watching. So you always have, I don't know if you guys remember the movie 9 to 5, there was a Roz, you know, and Roz was like the company spy. There's going to be company spies. There's going to be people that don't drink and that watch. And they get an idea of who they want to fire next year. The office parties do that a lot of times. There's people out there going, okay, this person did this, this person did this, this person was, you know, flirt with so-and-so. So if you flirt with the boss, that already puts a target on your back. You will get fired. So don't do that. Not good. Another thing is don't drink too much. Okay, a lot of us will drink because we're like, okay, you know what? Then if we do stupid, we could blame the alcohol. So we could have fun. It's free alcohol. We could show we're fun. I could get over my nerves of being around all the suits. And but the problem is when you drink too much. So like for me, if I drink too much, I'm not an angry or whatever. I'm a very lovey-dovey. I'm very loving. Not like flirting. I don't know. It's where I promise to surrogate people's babies sort of love. Every time I do, every time I'm at a party, I'm like, look, you two need to have a baby. And, you know, since you're both guys, I'll have your baby for you. All right. Just I'll carry the baby. And my husband's like, what? What? And I'm like, but I love them to be good fathers. Let me do this. That's the problem. I make promises. I'll buy people's houses. I'll buy people's cars. I just overlove when I drink. Don't drink too much. That's bad. And then for those of you guys that are flirty, definitely don't want to drink too much because, like I said, you'll get fired. Or if you, you know, say something, make an off-color joke. Don't drink too much. Don't drive drunk. All right, what happens is you drive yourself to the party. You know, thank God we have Uber and Lyft now. But for those of you that don't have an account set up, you could do stupid and get into your car. Do not drive drunk. Don't let anybody tag you on Facebook. Trust me, whatever position, all right, they catch you in with that picture. You know, if you're bending over the dessert table. Somebody caught me bending over the dessert table, and I was in a real cute skirt, real cute boots. But, I mean, the skirt was shorter. Don't let anybody catch you in a picture like that, okay? That's going to go all over Facebook. Don't let anybody tag you. Don't skip it. A lot of you guys don't like where you work, and you don't like your coworkers. Well, your skipping it could put you on the chopping block. I hate to say that. All right? Bosses want to see team players. They want to see camaraderie. They want to see that you can get along with everybody. Don't skip it. All right? Go. Bring a spouse. Okay? You got act like you have a good time, but go. Don't skip it. All right? And try to hit the office party first. See, a lot of times we have multiple holiday parties. Don't go to that one last. Go to that one first. Because otherwise you're going to be too drunk and too stupid and you've already missed a lot of the festive. Don't go to that. Whatever your primary boss is, go to that one. Now, if you and your spouse both have office parties and you guys are trying to figure out who to go to first, whoever thinks they're going to get fired, that's the party you go to first. Okay? You got to be careful with taking the mic. This is where I fail. Every time I'm at a holiday party and there's a microphone, I take it. But the thing is the boss wants to take the mic, okay? The boss needs to. So you can't, you know, yeah, let him. Don't gossip. Don't gossip about people. Don't tell off the office bully. Don't sleep with your coworker. Never discuss work. Don't ask for a raise. And then when we come back, I'll tell you what to do. All right? There are some things we need to do. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the reason why I'm bringing up holiday parties is we also had a pretty glowing jobs report. And I don't want people to have a false sense of security. All right? And I want you guys to keep your jobs. Really quickly, before we go back to the party thing, I could talk about parties all day. Donald Trump had gloated about a blowout report showing 266,000 new jobs were created in November. 266,000. Now, economists had expected about 180,000. This far blew away predictions. Unemployment dropped again to 3.5%. Wages up 3.1%. Apparently, the jobs boom was driven by consumer sector hiring, they say, in healthcare. They say 54,000 new manufacturing jobs included 44,000 returning General Motors strikers. So Trump getting reelected will kind of pin on what happened with the economy. This is huge. The unemployment rate dropped from 3.6 to 3.5. This is a multiple decade low. Know a lot of people out there don't like Trump. They don't like his tweets. They don't like, you know, his approach to things. And we're going to talk about health care. But this is a blowout. This was pretty impressive. Now, I always, because I don't mean to be pessimistic, okay, but I like to prepare you guys. I mean, me, okay, you know, maybe I mommy you guys a little too much, but I kind of grew up in a family where nothing lasts. Now, I'd be really, really happy out of school and would have to move again. We'd get ourselves into a home, would lose a home. You know, loved my parents, loved my dad, but he gambled. And so I learned at a very early age that whatever we have, we could lose. All right? So things go up and down. Nothing lasts. And for those of us who have now kind of hit the middle age mark, and boy, am I deep in the middle of middle age. I am so middle age. I can't even pretend to be in my youth anymore. I mean, it just doesn't even show in pictures anymore. You notice that every decade we have some sort of a recession. It just happens. Unfortunately, you know, for the Democrats, it seems to happen, you know, more so when one of them is in power. You know, we had a recession during the Clinton presidency, the Obama presidency. But then again, if you have a presidency that runs 8 years, it's going to happen. So if Trump does get reelected, don't be surprised. There may be a recession, right, coming up on the end of his term. Right now, though, things are strong. Things are strong, and they look really good. But the reason why I am a little pessimistic, well, one is employment growth was boosted by a gain of 60,000 healthcare workers. This is fantastic that in 1 month we had 60,000 new healthcare jobs. But on the other end, our healthcare system is still kind of unfolding and unraveling. So again, I don't know about the permanence of this thing. And then in terms of, you know, jobs and hiring and unemployment, we're coming into Christmas time. So, you know, December, this is where we need all hands on deck in healthcare, in retail, in almost every industry, motor, whatever. This is Christmas time. We got high flu, we got holidays, we got shopping. So the economy always goes up around now, and jobs. So I'm a little nervous about what's going to happen in 2020, like in terms of that first fiscal quarter, the January, February, March. I always get a little down, though. Maybe it's because all the Christmas lights go down. Maybe it's because all the festivities are down. But it's a cold month, January, very cold month. A lot of people, they lose their jobs. There's maybe after Christmas sales and after New Year's sales, and people try to push things, and some people buy, but it's not the same. So many of us are so over budget, you know, that we don't spend. Still peak flu season, so healthcare is still pretty busy. So the healthcare jobs will last, but retail will drop. So if companies have to kind of readjust when things change in the next fiscal quarter, like I said, going back to this Christmas party that you guys are going to this weekend or next weekend, you need to, you know, watch yourself. Be careful. So we talked about things we don't want you to do, and I had to kind of rush in at the end of the segment. Gossip. I just want to talk about gossip. We gossip at work. Why do we gossip? We gossip because we don't want to be gossiped about. The one thing that we pick up at work is if we're not a part of the crew, we're probably talked about. So if we are the quiet one in the corner, you're the one getting talked about. So you want to make sure that whenever there's a huddle, you're in that huddle. And no one's going to just let you in the huddle just to listen. Otherwise, they think you're a mole or a spy. So you need to contribute to look like you belong in that huddle. And then all of a sudden, you're one of these gossiping people that nobody can stand. Don't do that at the party. All right? You know, now, I know people do it at the staff lounge. Don't do it even at work, okay? I recommend it in this one. Just do it. No. Office party's a positive night, all right? Now, one thing that I don't like are bullies. And because I'm more lovey-dovey, you know, during party time and with jubilations, right, I will forgive anybody who's a jerk. Unfortunately, these people turn around and be jerks anyway. I can't tell you how many people are two-faced. But rather than telling off the office bully, because you might feel empowered, it's a party, what could they do? You got your friends and coworkers. Trust me, that office bully will get you back Monday morning. So don't do it. You know, we will one day spend time on how to get back at somebody at work. All right? In a nutshell, it's just shine. Okay? Don't be messing with their keyboard. Don't be spreading flu on their mouse. Don't do anything like that. But, you know, you basically shine. Makes them mad, but that's what I've always done. Do not sleep with your coworker. People are watching. Somebody is always watching. And if anybody thinks that you are going to be having a relationship with somebody at work, you're getting fired. And then, like I said, do not ask for a raise. Never discuss work at the office holiday party, even if your boss is drunk. And think about it. When your boss is drunk and you're thinking you're going to get him to agree to a promotion or to a, giving you a project or a raise, he's going to forget about it by New Year's. So what's the point? But don't be quiet. Mix and mingle. Look like you're having a good time. If, however, you want to bail and you're antisocial, you're like, I can't be around these people, pretend you have diarrhea. And also, if you are kind of antisocial, it's probably the only party you'll ever be invited to. So go enjoy it. You know, a lot of us, the older we get, we really aren't invited to the parties. You know, I'm getting invited less and less to the parties. Why? Because I take the microphone. See, most people that have a party, they want to be the center of attention. So they're not going to invite Dr. Dahlia because I'm going to take the mic. So, you know, I think the office party is the only party I get to go to. Okay, so what should you do? So when you are there, okay, all right, thank the boss and the planning committee. You know, I mean, most likely they're people you don't like. Whoever's on the planning committee is usually not your best buddy. So they might roll their eyes at you and look kind of like a jerk, but they do secretly enjoy the compliment. So compliment them and say, this was really well done. This was awesome. This party was fantastic. All right? Now, if there is a microphone and it's time for everybody to go up, sing. If you can sing, if you can dance, do it. This is the time to show off your other skills. Let's say you know how to do a magic trick. If there's something you could do really, really well and you want to entertain others, do it. Wait till the mic is already, you know, open and your boss already spoke. You know, and don't try to show up the boss. But if you could sing, sing. Dance moves, fashion sense, whatever. When you do those to your boss, I told you, don't ask for a raise. Don't ask for a promotion. But you know what? Thank him. Let him know you love your job. This will be a take-home message that he will remember. All right, and don't look like you're drunk. Oh, I love my job. Just say, look, you know, I don't get a chance to talk to you much. I just want to say I'm really happy. I love my job. Thank you for, you know, giving me one of the best jobs I've ever had. You want to be very, very careful about lying, though, you know, and you don't want to make it look like you like your position if you want to move up. But thank them. Tip the bartender. That bartender is probably taking a beating. Make sure you tip that bartender, okay? But most importantly, have fun. All right? You guys deserve it. This is the one time work makes you feel appreciated. So, you know, enjoy it. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The murderer who opened fire Friday morning at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people, has been identified as an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Now investigators are looking into whether the attack is terrorism related. Mayor Grover Robinson has a message for the Pensacola community.
This is a resilient community. We will overcome this, but today this is certainly a tragic day, and our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. Let me say for those of you locally, if you have no business over on this part of Warrington, please do not come over here. Everything is closed down.
Wall Street is reacting favorably to a big jobs report released on Friday. The Labor Department reported 266,000 jobs were created in November. Currently, the Dow is up over 300 points in trading, and the NASDAQ and S&P are also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A shooting took place earlier today at a Florida Naval Air Station in Pensacola. It was a mass shooting in a classroom building. It left three people dead, seven others wounded, before the gunman was killed by law enforcement officers. Officials announced at a press conference today that the shooter, who has not been named, was shot by two Escambia County Sheriff's deputies. They did suffer injuries during the exchange. Three of the fatally injured people were pronounced dead at the scene, and then the fourth died at the hospital. The gunman opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola. It's crazy. Apparently a 911 call was received at 7:51 a.m. Two deputies confronted the gunman inside a classroom building, exchanged gunfire. One of the officers suffered a gunshot wound to the arm. The other was shot in the knee and will require surgery. Sheriff David Morgan said both deputies are expected to recover, but eight people had to be taken to Baptist Healthcare in Pensacola. And then, of course, one of them died. Law enforcement and U.S. Navy officials declined to release any information concerning the identities of the shooter and the victims. They want to wait to notify the next of kin. The crime scene apparently was spread over two floors. Lots of shell casings. And they said when they walked through the crime scene, it was like being on the set of a movie. They locked down the St. John's Catholic School. That was placed on lockdown. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent a tweet that his office is monitoring the situation, is offering full support to law enforcement. And this rings very eerily similar to the July 2015 Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz shooting. That was carried out at military installations in Tennessee. He killed four Marines and a sailor. They said the FBI concluded that this violence was inspired by a foreign terrorist group. And then Aaron Alexis killed 12 people and wounded eight others at a Washington Navy Yard. That was 2 miles from the U.S. Capitol building until he was shot dead by officers. 4 years before that, Major Nidal Hassan, a U.S. Army psychiatrist, killed 13 people and wounded 30 more at Fort Hood. He was considered a lone wolf who supported terror network at Al-Qaeda. So Daily Mail talks about how mass shootings at military facilities are rare, but when you start to look at them, it seems like every couple of years there's unfortunately something going on. And when you already have our military putting their lives at stake, right, and being, you know, put in harm's way with enemy fire, to think that they could die by friendly fire is more tragic than you could imagine. So apparently NAS Pensacola employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel. It is one of the Navy's most historic bases, and it sprawls along the waterfront, dominates the economy, apparently, of the surrounding area. It is a huge, it's like a little city of its own. It's home to the Blue Angels Flight Demonstration Team, includes the National Naval Aviation Museum, and remember just what it was a couple days ago, we had a U.S. sailor open fire at Pearl Harbor's Naval Shipyard in Hawaii, killing two civilian workers and injuring a third. And then he took his own life. I'm not sure if, you know, we have Marines, Navy. I don't know if there's a relationship. I don't know if there's something that has to do with the training. Again, we don't know if this person was an active member of the military or what happened there. But when you have people among your own that can turn around and shoot others, it shows that in the military, we really have to step up psychological screenings, if that would even do it. I mean, for those of you in the military, I'd love to hear what, you know, your suggestions would be. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of non-military personnel are, or non-military people, such as politicians, are trying to make laws in the military. You know, sleeping quarters, you know, women on the battlefield, you know, with men and things like that. And you know, mind you, I love equal rights and I love being able to have equal opportunity. But, you know, I'm a little torn by somebody not really asking the military what they need. You know, I mean, I have never been on the front line or had to do an operation and have no sleeping quarters, no bathroom quarters, no, you know. And I get a lot of guys aren't as worried about their nudity as women are or whatever. But, you know, if guys, let's say, look, I don't need the distraction. I don't want to accidentally, if we're all kind of huddled up, accidentally hit her breast and be accused of touching her breast, can we just take that out of the equation so we could just do our job? I think that has to be listened to. Or if you have military, you know, men who say, look, honestly, it's fine. I'm fine with it. I'd love to have women there. I think it's, you know, fine by me, then great. But we just don't have a lot of people in the military that really don't get to express their opinions. And the people that are right there, and they're the ones that are, you know, putting themselves at risk. And, you know, maybe there are a lot of, you know, active military that say, look, putting us all together in one area for classroom setting puts us at risk. Don't do it. Let us do our online course individually. You know, I mean, one thing that we've seen in common with these mass shootings is it's where there's multiple people. It's where there's collections of people. I don't know if you guys saw Game of Thrones. I don't want to spoil it for you, for those who did. But there was an incident where everybody had to be under one roof. Or a huge, large group of people. And somebody there didn't really like that idea. Wanted to leave. Didn't feel like they could leave. And then that group got killed. And I know Game of Thrones is not real life. But I hear when people say, look, I don't like the idea of us all being in a crowd. I don't like the idea of all of us being all together. I feel like we're more at risk. You know, it's funny, in Animal Kingdom, you know, like schools of fish, being in numbers protects you, right? Because, you know, if a shark comes, he might eat the outer fish, and you and the inside are safe, let's say. But you have a lot of people that really don't like the, you know, really, we all have to be go on and sit in a classroom. And, I mean, you know, maybe if this starts to be something where, like we talked about with schools, you know, if mass shootings like ideas of people being in mass crowds, then, you know, maybe, I don't know, either A, we up the security, or we find different ways to coalesce and group. I don't know what the answer is. I just think it's so tragic that you're ordered to be somewhere, whether you're a kid going to a school or you're somebody in the military that has to sit in a classroom, right, to be debriefed. You might even not even want to be there, and you're at risk. You know, it just kills me. I think, you know, we, if some of us want, you know, have our spidey sense or whatever, we should be able to use it. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we should give in to kids, go, well, I don't want to go to school because, you know, and try to use that as an excuse. But you do have a lot of kids out there that are scared. They really don't want to go to school. And mind you, I understand it's rare. You know, the one thing we're supposed to in the media tell everybody are these shootings are rare. We hear about them every day, but considering the amount of population, it's rare. I don't really want to say that. I think one shooting is too many. You know, and hoping that it won't happen to you, that isn't satisfying at all, and that doesn't, you know, fly, because I don't want anybody getting shot. You know, when that news reporter, that news anchor, that news reporter and the cameraman were both shot in the head, right, in the middle of a live interview, and then who they were interviewing was shot as well, but she survived. I mean, I know that was one occurrence that's probably rarely happened, if at all. But it puts all of us on edge. None of us want any of that to happen. And so, you know, as we fumble around and trip over each other and, you know, make wrong legislation when it comes to gun violence, you know, just stop and talk to the people that are in these situations, whether it's the kids, whether it's the military, and ask them what their suggestions are, because nobody's listening. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen and Jason for working the dials. All right. So apparently this kid in Great Britain almost lost the vision of one of her eyes because a classmate threw a pencil at her. The lead landed just millimeters away from her retina. And this has been published in the British Medical Journal case reports. And it was a little 13-year-old. I remember when I was younger, I was like, oh, my gosh, you're 13. You're in eighth grade. You are a big boy. You're a big girl. Man, I could get beat. But she did not feel the lead as it lodged itself into the sclera, kind of the white part of the eye. In fact, she was unaware it was there until a friend pointed it out. How she did feel is crazy. So apparently the pencil had been thrown from the front of the classroom to the back where I had been standing and chatting with her friends. Part of the pencil had gone to my eye, which must have happened so quickly I didn't feel anything. First, I had not realized until my friend said, I think you have something in your eye. So she notified teachers and the mother came to take her to the hospital. Oh, man, if I was that girl's mama, I'd be like, what the hell happened here? Oh, my gosh. I would be screaming up. So I'd want to know where that kid is. I would tell, okay, where's your mama? And you, your mama and me, we're going to have it out. Oh, I would be mad. Man, if I can't, I would be the type of mama where I wouldn't even have my purse with me because I would have to have both hands up going, what the hell is this? No heels. I'd be in my socks running into that classroom. So she took her to the Manchester Royal Eye Hospital. Following a routine eye test to ensure her vision was okay, the doctor found two additional pieces of lead in her eye. One was about 0.67 centimeters, so that's like a half a pencil eraser, and that penetrated the limbus, or the border between the cornea and the sclera. The other piece, which was about 0.16 centimeters in length, was millimeters away from the retina. It went that deep, according to the Daily Mail and Fox News. Now, as you know, the purpose of the retina is that thin layer of tissue found on the inside and back part of the eye. It's supposed to receive light that the lens is focused, then convert the light into neural signals to send those signals to the brain for then the brain to recognize and make the image. So the retina kind of like processes a picture for the focused light. Brain has to decide what the picture is. And if you damage any part of the retina or the cornea or the lens or any of that matter, you could go blind. So the kid had to have surgery. I'm looking right now at that piece of lead. It's a big piece. Doctors used forceps to remove it from her limbus, but removing the smaller piece that had narrowly missed the retina had to be a lot more intricately done. So you had to probably have neuro-ophthalmologists or ophthalmologists go in there. And luckily the surgery was a success. She uses eye drops, she's wearing an eye patch, and she has regular checkups. Not sure why the kid did that. I mean, I know a lot of boys flirt. I'm not saying it's a boy, but, you know, people will throw things. See, it's interesting. See, me, I would make jokes when I would flirt with others or try to get their attention. You know, I just try to get people's attention. But, you know, guys would throw things, like, you know, or that wet willy you or spit wad or snap your bra strap, something like that. So she goes, after the operation, I could not see much out of my left eye at all, but gradually my sight seemed to improve. When I first got home, I did not see any lights in my room, and it was too bright for me. She had follow-ups at the hospital. I was uncomfortable early on as I had to look into a machine with very bright lights so the doctor could look into the back of the eye. She still has a few stitches in the back of her eye and also at the front, but they don't affect her. She goes, I know how lucky I was. Crazy, crazy accident. So not sure how to prevent that. That's just bad. All right. Apparently, somebody's getting a new TV show. He's called The Sperminator. Ari Nagel is known as the Sperminator. Why? Because he knows how to make babies. Apparently, he has fathered 52 kids. He's 44 years old. And I guess back then, he had, I guess, given or helped create 22 children. Today, he's fathered 49 by sperm donation and 3 with his estranged wife. So he made 3 babies in a previous marriage and 49 by sperm donation. His oldest kid is 16 years old. Youngest is 3 months. There are 15 babies on the way in locations ranging from Great Neck, New York to Ghana, West Africa. And he is known as the Sperminator. It started with 1, and at this point now, it's me not being very good at saying no. Apparently, this is the Post new 6-part web series. The City University of New York math professor is a math professor. He even gets flown around the world by wannabe moms, typically single women or lesbian couples. I guess they want to meet him, and they want him to father their baby. He said, I had a woman from Fiji contact me this month. She wanted to fly me to Fiji. Nagel claims he has super sperm with a count of 85 million per milliliter. Now, what's the normal amount? guess the normal sperm density is about 15 million or more. Sometimes you can have up to 200. So, but, you know, I think most of the tests I've run on people, they were in the 20s, 25, 30s. So if he has 85 million per milliliter, how much is a milliliter? I don't know if you guys have ever seen a syringe. It's small. It's about a pencil eraser in volume. A good, nice, new pencil eraser. Maybe a little more than that. And he has 85 million sperm in that one. But his main appeal is that he has never charged a woman for his donations, enabling them to avoid sperm bank costs. So I'm not sure if he sleeps with them. I'm not exactly sure what he does or if he just gives it to them. And I mean, there's got to be a process or procedure. Plus, women are going to want to make sure he doesn't have HIV. There's a Colorado fertility doctor who used his own sperm to impregnate women, and he's getting sued for that one. A Texas woman accused him of using his own sperm, rather than the sperm from an anonymous donor, to impregnate her mother 4 decades ago. Wow. Statute of limitations, not really short on that one. Maya Emmons-Boring told KUSA that she and her sister have at least 5 previously unknown half-siblings fathered by Dr. Paul Brennan Jones. The sisters also claim that they have been contacted by 3 more people linked to the woman through DNA sites Ancestry.com and 23andMe. Jones is now 80 years old and says, "I don't deny it. I don't admit it." When a reporter asked if he fathered the children. So the fertility doctor is now 80 years old. And the doctor called the question impertinent, and I'm not going to answer it. Now, the daughter says, "I feel Jonesy showed up what he did. I would like to ask him why. Why did you do this?" So she's 39 years old and said she realized that the father she grew up with was not her biological father when she received a message from a stranger in her Ancestry.com inbox on New Year's Eve. "It looks like we were close matches, so I'm assuming we're half-siblings. My father was a sperm donor in Grand Junction, Colorado. I found 3 more half-sisters and a half-brother whose parents also used the donor at the same clinic." So she thinks it might have it originally was a scam, but then she was kind of convinced that it was not. So the station reported that they consulted him, and he had been practicing since 1972, and he had assured her mom that he would use an anonymous sperm donor. Jones said there were medical students, and one thing led to another. We said, okay, at the time, freezing sperm was not common practice, so doctors relied on fresh samples provided 30 minutes or so before the mother's visit. So instead of using fresh sperm from an anonymous donor to inseminate, he used his own fresh sperm to artificially inseminate. They say Jones procured successful insemination and helped deliver baby Maya in 1980. 5 years later, assisted again with the artificial insemination of Emmons and returned to deliver baby Tawny. So, crazy stuff. I don't know, man. We need to talk about how would you choose a donor? I mean, I chose my husband. I'm really happy with that. You know, I mean, they don't, you know, bring down the toilet seat, put the toilet seat down. But other than that, they turned out good. 1-877 Duck Dolly.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.